What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Check this out. Funk, music, dance, bands has all been banded within the city limits of Toledo, Ohio, and Monroe, Michigan, where pop machines close after 6 o'clock. The sign reads, no dancers, no ghetto blasters, no bass, no bottom. I know I told you that the funk will stand a 3 on it. I lied.
Shut that funk it out.
Funk it take 100.
What do you think about it, Herbie? Yipsy Lanny, where grooving is a no-no. Getting down is so-so. Funkin' is not allowed at all.
deal with that. I don't even want to. I don't even want a pinch. Will y'all shut up? Now look at my butt. It's moving too.
Greetings, funksters, and welcome to another Thank Goodness It's Funky audio adventure. And thanks for making us and KVSH a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide on this fun adventure through the sea of funky music produced over the past six decades. And for this adventure, well, it's our centennial show. Yes, I've done 100 funk musical adventures here on KVSH Vashon. And what an assortment of great adventures they have been. So, the music I've chosen for this show are some of my favorite tunes that I've discovered along this journey. So I thought, what better way to start off this centennial celebration show than to tap into a tune that was done back in 1995 and is still so relevant to today's events. Imagine, if you will, that funk music is about to be banned. Now, that's a kind of scary thought. Like the thought of no rain. Saying, no, it's not going to happen. Pan funk music? Oh, yeah. Just remember what happened to disco. The tune you just heard is called Under the Influence, and it features Jess Grew on vocals. And it's from the album I featured on one of my earlier shows, Funkronomicon. And if you think that sounds like a George Clinton-type title, well, you're not far off. The record is a collaboration of various artists' tracks produced by Bill Laswell under the name of Axion Funk. The tune was written by George Clinton, Bill Laswell, Bootsy Collins, Sly Dunbar, and Robbie Shakespeare. And other musicians featured on this album include Bernie Worrell, Eddie Hazel, Buckethead, and lots of other people from the P-Funk Collective. And Bill Laswell, as you know, likes to push the musical envelope, like doing cover tunes like this one that features Bootsy Collins on vocals.
Of all the hell, I don't. gonna bother you. Conservative flashing down the street, pointing that plastic finger at me. Yeah. They're hoping soon that my kind will drop off and die. But I'm gonna wave my freak flag high, baby. Yeah. Fall, mountain, fall. Just don't fall on me. Go ahead on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me. Sing on, brother. Play on, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Tired of this carbon copy business. Duplications and things like that. Cloning. Reowning. Just won't do it.
Bye. Beetle in the driveway. Driveway.
You're listening to the TGIF Show on your island connection, KVSHLP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to a couple of my past shows and the other wonderful and informative shows we produce here at The Voice of Vashon. And this is the TGIF Show's Centennial Adventure here on your island connection, KVSH Vashon. And some of you funksters might remember that tune, Front Yard Futon, from a previous show. It's done by Slink from Vancouver, BC, a city that's been producing a lot of funk bands lately. And before Slink, we heard the tune Patrouille de France, done by Corey Wong, who you've previously heard on this program playing with the Fearless Flyers, Wolf Peck, and Dirty Loops, as well as tunes he's done backed by the Wong Notes, his backup band. I chose this tune because this is the first time I got to hear him doing a real funky solo. Normally, he just focuses on rhythm guitar licks. And we started off the set with Axiom Funk's cover of the Jimi Hendrix's tune, If Six Was Nine. Definitely not like the original. Up next, we're going to start with a musician whose work I got to know through James Brown, and who has given us an incredible wealth of funky tunes as a solo act and playing with other bands, especially when he plays with his buddies Maceo Parker and Pee Wee Ellis. Here's Fred Wesley with a classic tune, House Party.
Thank you.
up too late. I hate to stop the party, but I gotta be to work at 8. All of a sudden the house was full of all of these pretty chicks. Maybe I'll get lucky, I'll just call in sick. Gonna have a house party.
Disappearing in the clearing. Once again, I'm about to get in your ear in. Again, once again, from 1 to 10. No, you couldn't touch it with a pen, no, a fan. About to break it down, I'm the man, cause I'm mad. Grab the microphone and make an MC so-so. Say when you see him coming through, I'm a lion. When I'm rhyming, start trying. About to break it down when I hit him with my iron. You know, it's all about the way that we flow. So here we go. We've been around the world on tour. They keep screaming for the encore, they want more. You can't fake the fuck. You can't fake the funk.
If you get a funk,
ha, uh-huh. You can't fake the funk.
If you get a funk,
ha. You can't fake the funk.
You better lie down.
If you feel so funky that you're gonna fly,
We'll be right back.
This is the TGIF show on your Island Connection KVSH Bash On, where we just heard James Brown making disco music his own with the tune It's Too Funky In Here. Yeah, make disco funky. That's the secret of how you kill it. And this was from his album, The Original Disco Man. You got to listen to that really closely. His comments in the background were great. Before that, my favorite Danish bass player, Ida Nielsen, singing her mantra, you can't fake the funk. Ain't that the truth? The one thing that I have had fun playing on this show were funky cover tunes, like the classic you heard earlier in the show, If Six Was Nine. And as you know, Isley Brothers had a hit back in 1969 after they parted ways with Motown called It's Your Thing. And for the next set, I'm going to play two covers done of that tune. The first by the Brothers Strut, and the second, well, I don't have to tell you who the artist is. You'll just have to listen. Thank you.
makes me no difference, huh? Who you give your stuff to? What's right, or give your love to whomever you choose. How can you lose what stuff you use?
What a voice, and what an arrangement. That was, of course, Aretha Franklin from her 1982 album, Jump to It. Well, Funksters, we've come to the close of this centennial show. I hope you will join me again next week for another adventure. For that matter, you can have a funky adventure anytime just by visiting my show page here on thevoiceofbashon.org, where you can hear also so many wonderful, informative shows that get produced here. To close out, well, it was hard to choose. I finally chose a musician who does some incredible music and has her parents playing in her backup band. Now, how cool is that? Yes, it's Judith Hill doing her tune As Trains Go By. So until next week, Funksters, take care and remember, keep it funky. Bye!
Like CeeLo Green in the sea of red light. Might as well be famous since I ain't gonna be white. One way or another, I know I'll be alright. As trains go by, bad times out of sight. You're not what you can see.
Revolutionaries up in the house of tonight.